Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Welcome to US 99's Show After the Show with Melissa, Austin, and Court.
Testing. Go ahead and talk more, Court.
Talk more. Hey, I can do that, baby. I'm going to talk more.
Baby.
I'm going to talk through you guys.
Baby.
I'm going to talk over you. I'm going to talk about you.
I'm going to talk over you about you.
Guys.
You jerk.
I think I shouldn't have eaten that Airhead.
Oh, you ate yours?
That is a lot of sugar. You don't realize how much sugar is in an Airhead until you actually eat an Airhead.
Yeah, you do.
As an adult.
That Airhead was from our boss. I'm not sure why she gave each of us one and put it on our desk.
I feel like
not everybody got one.
Maybe not everybody's considered an Airhead.
Yeah, take it as a compliment, Cord. I think she was like trying to like name call us without calling us names.
She absolutely was.
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
I mean, we screw up all the time. But I ate that. And when we get done with the show every day, I don't know, I might be alone in this, but I am wiped. I am exhausted. It is like I ran a marathon. I've never run a marathon, but I assume that's similar feeling.
I doubt it, but yes. Yeah.
So
I don't know. Do you have blood on your feet? Is your toenail
falling
off?
Well, no, but
off?
My nipples are bleeding after every show.
I didn't want to say it. I'm so scared of that word.
Oh. Because, okay, well, hold on. No, well, now we got to share that story.
We have three times on this podcast.
Have we?
Yeah.
We shared the nipple story on the podcast?
One of my first days on air, I slipped up and said
nips. They said nipples on the air, and that's enough. Like, you don't say nipples on the air.
Well, I don't think it's that bad, but.
Well, yeah.
Family programming. When the kids are on the bus, they don't want to be hearing about that.
They have nips, too.
What if one of our dog's name was Nipples?
I think like, it's more of a cat name.
Would we never be able to talk about our dog on the air?
Who would name their dog Nipples?
Now I kind of want to.
Darn it.
Yeah. Come here, Nipples.
So Airheads. Sugary Airheads.
So I'm wiped at the end of every show. So I was like, you know what? I'll eat this Airhead. Maybe it'll give me like a boost, like a sugar rush real quick. And it did give me a sugar rush. For like 5 seconds, and then I'm like, I'm got my sugar crash.
Yeah.
Paired with my after show crash.
I'm waiting for you to start.
So cool. Yeah, well, and that's why I'm like, you got one.
It would help to have a coffee, but I don't like to have one after work because I want to go home and nap.
Yeah. No, I feel the same way. I don't drink a coffee. I drink my double shot before the show. And I will not drink a coffee. Oh, get out of here with
turmeric. She just handed me a turmeric balanced superfood shot.
Melissa's got these superfood shots.
Do you see me yawning and tired like you guys?
Well, Melissa, can I? And Melissa, I want this to be a compliment. Don't take it as anything but a compliment.
Oh, but crap.
You're the healthiest unhealthy person I've ever met in my life. Because you will eat bad like me. I eat terrible. Mm-hmm. You will eat bad like me.
I do.
But then you also eat the healthiest of anyone who eats bad like I know.
No, I actually have to agree with that.
Yeah, because like after the show, you'll like eat like a hard-boiled egg or like mm-hmm. celery or like your superfood shots.
And then I will go home and I'll eat a half a gallon of ice cream.
Life is all about balance. You reward yourself with those, with like the right. junk food. I respect it.
It's like the topic mm-hmm. we talked about. So you left early for school, which I want to get into here in just a second. But you left early the other day for Porter's first day of school.
Yes.
So court filled in. And we talked about food, foods that you would be willing to take life like time off the end of your life away. Yeah. Because the study came out that said for every hot dog you eat, it takes 35 minutes off your life.
Oh, yeah. 36 by the end.
36. Yeah. Sorry. 36 mm-hmm. minutes. So we were talking about that. Melissa, there are foods that, because the whole study said there are foods like hot dogs, it's like 36 minutes. There's other foods that take more time off, other foods that take less time off. But then there's also foods that you could eat that add time.
I saw it, like almonds.
Yes. Yes. Right. So I feel mm-hmm. like you are going to die at the exact right time. Because for every food that you eat that takes time off, you fill it back up with your healthy food.
I have to admit, in this short amount of time that we've known each other, you are flipping spot on. Total 1,000% spot on. I sometimes don't know who I am. Sometimes I'm like, I feel like I'm going to be the queen of yeah. healthy eating. And then all of a sudden I am the worst eater ever. And the funny thing is I used to be really good about eating. And then I got so sick of it.
Yeah.
You get so sick of eating healthy that I'm like, okay, I need to eat healthy. But no, I'm like, screw it today.
Right, yeah.
I'm going to have, you know, some Ben and Jerry's.
Right. You pass a Wendy's home. I could go for a Frosty right now.
Yeah.
Last year, I did a full month, the month of September, as a vegetarian.
Why?
Just to challenge myself to see if I could do it.
Literally the healthiest of us three, Melissa goes, why?
Ew.
But the problem was, I just ate Impossible Whoppers.
Oh, yeah. That's the problem.
Oh, my God. That does not count.
I mean, they are vegan,
that's
right?
That's like 12,000 grams of sodium.
Yeah. So my diet actually, like, I gained weight that month because all I ate was, like, French fries, Impossible Whoppers, and potatoes, any form of potato.
You had been blown up like a balloon and retaining water.
It was a bad month.
Well, one of my first radio jobs, I worked the hours of like 6 or 7 at night to 1 o'clock in the morning. And I would always get off at 1 o'clock in the morning. Well, if it timed out right, the Wendy's on my way home it closed at 1:30.
Yep.
So if I could get out of work right at 1, then I would boom. I would leave and I would try and go through the drive thru.
Well, yeah, you were probably starving by then.
I was starving, but even when on the nights I wasn't starving, when I brought my dinner or brought my like food in, I would swing by for a Frosty. And I put on so much weight that first year in radio.
Just by one Frosty a day?
Yeah. At 1 o'clock at night, like right before I would go to bed.
Yeah, you're not supposed to do
that. Yeah, that was, it was, oh my gosh. And I was like, it was like right before we got married, like Meredith and I got married. So I was like, why am I not losing more? Because I was working out a lot and I was like, why am I not losing weight? Because I was eating a dang Frosty, sometimes French fries as well.
I was just
yeah, and a burger, you know, like
it's
at
never
like
just
1 o'clock
a Frosty
in the morning.
Nobody goes for just a Frosty.
I mean, I have before, but you're right. I'd say most of the time, you can't just not.
What size Frosty was it?
It was normally a small. So I thought I was like being responsible.
If I'm the employee,
you know, like
I was like,
oh, a small Frosty doesn't.
We're trying to close, and here comes Austin with a small Frosty.
They have to know you by name. There he is again.
They're like, oh, dang it.
Tell them the machine's
they
broken.
They see my car driving down the street, and they're like, shut the lights off. Pretend we're closed. We closed early tonight. And then it would be such a buzzkill if I did show up and they were closed. Because I'd be.
Did they ever close early? Because they knew.
Sometimes you were coming. They were like for cleanings or some. It was bad.
That my Wendy's bit is anytime I go, it's hey Wendy, can I get 2 JVCs? And
I bet. Yeah, you think they hate me?
They're probably spitting in your food.
Oh my gosh! So Real quick, I wanted to hit on, so you left yesterday early, the show, which it was, can I be honest? That was a little sad. I was sad that you left. I missed you yesterday, the latter half of the show. Court did a good job filling in for you, but.
Yeah, he did. You know, I listened the entire time.
Fantastic job.
It'd be like if,
according to all the texts that were rolling in.
How many were there?
Court.
None.
No, Court did awesome. But you went for Porter's first day of school, your son's first day of school, and it was awesome. And it was even more awesome in the sense that you gave him the wrong sign to hold up before for all the photos.
I had a complete mom fail.
And so
we can't even believe it.
We talked about that on the show today, mom fails. And it was awesome because people were calling in with incredible mom fail stories. We didn't have a chance to get to all of them. I wish we had more time. We could have just taken them all. But you said people sent in some to you, right?
They did, because our phone lines were lighting up. And one of the calls, by the way, that came in. Oh, let me just say real quick. I need to backtrack.
Yeah.
My mom fail was the sign I was holding, and the sign was supposed to be first day of fifth grade.
Right.
Because he's in elementary school.
Sure.
But instead, I grabbed the last day of fifth grade, and not a single human being noticed.
Yeah,
we took all the pictures.
Everyone
sent them off to school.
No one's like, wait a minute, shouldn't that say first?
I wasn't the only one taking pictures. No one says a word, and then I go to post it, just like every other parent, and I'm like, holy crap. What in the hell did I just do?
It was a total mom fail. But you know what? Mom fails are super common. And I feel like every mom needs to know that. Like every mom needs to know, like, hey, like almost like a kind of like we're all in this together type thing. We all make mom fails. And there are dad fails too.
Oh my gosh.
Probably a lot more of those, but nobody wants to admit
those. Yeah, probably a lot more dad fails than anything. But yeah, it's much more embarrassing.
Well, we did have a funny call today, as a matter of fact. I found it hilarious because her mom was Polish.
Yeah.
And she was young, a young child, and didn't realize that at Halloween you dress up. Her mom was kind of newly here from Poland.
Yeah.
So she ran out at the very last second. All the Halloween costumes were gone. And so she grabbed what she thought was a bunny costume.
Yeah, which,
for
I mean,
kid.
Technically it was a bunny costume.
Yeah, but it wasn't just any bunny costume. It was a Playboy bunny costume.
That was hilarious.
I thought, wow.
Right, yeah,
she's
wow.
She's like, and my tail kept falling off at school, and my teacher kept having to try to put the tail back on.
Yeah, sure, Porter held up the wrong sign, but at least he wasn't dressed like a playmate, you know?
That's so right and yet so wrong.
Yeah.
So I did get a couple of emails, which I thought were funny. And I thought, okay, let's share these. One of which is from Kristen. She said, when we were younger, we always went to church on Sundays and they were Catholic. So being the long trip to the small church that they would always go to, they would leave after Mass and go get donuts. She says, well, all of us kids weren't in the car. They left their brother at the church.
Oh, no. It's a Home Alone.
It was a Home Alone. He was 6 years old.
Oh.
They loaded the car, went to get donuts, and started going, who wants a donut? Okay, what kind of donut? You? And what kind of donut? And wait, where's your brother?
Oh, my gosh.
Where's your brother? Yeah. So it's pretty crazy. So he was left behind. Kristen's brother.
Mom fail. Hashtag mom fail.
Totally. Hashtag mom fail.
That's the name of the podcast today.
Yeah. Hashtag mom fail.
Yeah. And this is another one from Teresa. She said, when my son was 11, he was playing a baseball game and slid into second base. He stood up and was limping back over to the dugout. And the coach, she said, called her over and said he thought that there was maybe something wrong with his foot. I told him to take an Advil and put some ice on it. You'll be fine. Well, the next day, he still couldn't walk. And I kept telling, just take an Advil, elevate it. You're going to be fine. Until she said her husband finally said he thought something was really wrong. And it turns out his foot was broken.
Oh, no.
And he was in a cast for 6 weeks.
Oh.
And the worst part about the whole thing is Teresa is a pediatric nurse.
No!
Oh, no!
I was going to say, like, I would probably make that same mistake.
Right? Toughen up, kid.
Right, because I don't know the difference. I couldn't tell a broken bone from a, from a sprained ankle. Like, but she's a pediatric nurse.
Seriously. And I was like, okay, so, we all have different levels of mom fails.
Yeah.
But, this is when moms kind of all come together and share the mom fails so that we realize, even though we feel like a big jerk at the time because we have failed our children, it does happen to everyone.
It does, including my mom.
Yes.
My mom called in today. She called in late, which is, if you know my mom, it's so on brand for her. But she couldn't find the phone number for the radio station. It's not like we say it every break, Mom. No, I'm kidding. I love you, Mom. Because she will probably listen to this. But she called in, and it was too late to get her on air. But we recorded her call when she called in because she has a story.
It's pretty hilarious.
It is probably one of the most embarrassing stories that she has. And my mom is filled with, like, we kind of nicknamed my mom Lucy, like Lucille Ball, like, because, all of the different things Lucille Ball used to get into and I Love Lucy.
Mm-hmm.
My mom has similar stories like that.
Oh,
like,
wow.
Just so funny. So many Lisa moments is what we call them. Because that's my mom's name is Lisa. And she called in, and I just want to play this story.
I was in a babysitting co-op, and Austin's dad and I were going to be out really late. I told the girl that was babysitting my two children, and she said, "Don't worry, I'll just put your kids to bed with my kids." So when I went to pick them up, we went upstairs, and she said, "I'll get Austin in this room and Whitney's in that room." So I went over to the room and knew I could not turn on the light because if I woke up her daughter, she would be so upset with me to have to put her daughter back to sleep again. So I waited till my eyes adjusted to the darkness, and I see Whitney in the bed, and I go over to the side of the bed, scoop her up in my arms, only I was in the wrong room, and I had her husband in my arms. He woke up in my arms and was saying, what? And I realized it was a man in my arms, not my daughter. And so I dropped him. And I just kept backing out of the room saying, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Oh, my gosh. I love that story. Thanks so much, Mom. I love you so much.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
That's a great
Talk
story.
To you later.
Bye.
Bye.
So, yeah. That's
hilarious.
Every time she shares that story, we die. Like, because she just tells it so perfect. I wish she had more time. She had to kind of rush the story because we didn't have a ton of time to take her call.
Yeah.
But it is so funny to me that she literally just, she picked up. That man, that grown man.
Your mom must be
thinking it was my sister.
Really strong.
Oh yeah, my mom's. You know.
She lift weights.
Oh, she's jacked.
Deadlifter.
No, she doesn't. My mom never worked out, but you would never know. She's great, and I love you, Mom. Thanks so much for calling in, and thanks so much for listening to Melissa and Austin every morning.
Glad your parents do.
Yeah. So look, if you have mom fails. If your mom fails, don't worry about it. You're not alone.
I'm sure there's more to come.
Yeah.
Welcome to US 99's Show After the Show with Melissa, Austin, and Court.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.